This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to let the Federal Reserve do the heavy lifting in setting up what has turned out to be the theme of the program today. We got the minutes of the Fed's latest meeting this morning, and the word trade is mentioned 21 times, including in this passage. Quote, some participants suggested that in the event of a major escalation in trade disputes, the complex nature of trade issues, including the entire range of their effects on output and inflation, presented a challenge in determining the appropriate monetary policy response. In other words, if the trade war really gets going, the Fed's basically going to wind up doing one of those shrug things, trying to figure out interest rates. And just because I know you want to know, in their prior meeting, trade was mentioned just 7 times. All right, now to actual trade policy. Relatively low-level talks between U.S. and Chinese negotiators are happening this week in Washington, even as both sides are putting more tariffs in place this week. And while the president has said he's not holding out a lot of hope these talks get anywhere, if you're going to fix a problem, you got to start somewhere, right? So if the option is more and more and more tariffs, where is square one? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
Now is the time for negotiators to get specific with their wish lists. In other words, don't just ask for clothes for your birthday. Ask for the shirt you want in the size and color you want.
Unfortunately, this whole China trade war has been discussed with such a broad brush.
Mary Lovely at Syracuse University.
It's already led the public to expect that we're going to get something out of China that has to do with them buying more of our goods or us restricting their imports.
She says that's exactly what the U.S. shouldn't be seeking. Instead, negotiators should stick to really specific policy changes that will address the reason for these tariffs in the first place. U.S. allegations that China treats U.S. firms unfairly with respect to their technology and intellectual property. China's making a big push to develop its own high-tech sector. So Mark Bush at Georgetown says a creative ask on the U.S. side might be something like
some assurance that China will not block the fruits of any state-sponsored R&D from benefiting U.S. producers. So in a way, the irony is we're asking for us to benefit from their massive outlay on R&D.
But for Christine McDaniel at George Mason's Mercatus Center, the more promising trade meetings this week are actually with Japan and the EU, not China.
Just us asking China to do something has very limited effects. We need more allies to really make this work.
She says when it comes to pressuring China to make big structural changes, we can't go it alone. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.